Catherine, we have so much to talk about this episode. Where do I start?
Please let this not be another hour-long episode.
It won't be, I promise.
Good, otherwise it's never getting uploaded.
I promise we're going to make it through, okay? Just some quick 2000s news. Let me start off strong by saying Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin are touring.
Yeah, no, cheers. I heard about this.
Some cheers, yes.
Someone I know already has tickets.
I'm well aware of that person because I fucking called her.
I know, she's the one who told me.
Yeah, so basically they are touring. Monumental. It never is. Never happened before.
It's true. Like, you know that one clip of Lady Gaga where she's just like amazing, wonderful, fantastic, never been seen before.
Never before seen, beautiful, astounding. Yeah. You know, just that one clip.
That entire clip.
Yeah.
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before, unafraid to reference or not reference, put it in a blender, shit on it, vomit on it, eat it, give birth to it.
What's amazing, and I wish the plans worked that way better, is that they're coming to Atlanta October 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, Hannah's birthday, our good fellow guest, concurring guests on the show, Hannah, her birthday is on Halloween, and I was just like, that's the perfect gift for someone who's never listened to their music ever.
True.
That is, could you imagine Hannah growing up with like a big MCR poster and then like a Ricky Martin t-shirt? Like, it's just I could not imagine.
I cannot. No, not at all.
I do not think she had that.
It's not her brand.
It's not. Latin Fever is not her brand. Nope. Whatsoever. So no, it's pretty great. But I was like, fuck, I really want to go. But my fiance, her sister, her birthday is also on Halloween. And I was just like, looks like we can't go anymore. But I'm still going to attempt to go see them if they come here closer. So, yeah. So that'll be fun. Some news that you shared with me, or I think I shared with you. Your girls, the Dixie Chicks, are making a new album.
Hell yeah.
For the first time in 14 years.
I'm so excited.
Produced by Jack Antonoff.
It's what I deserve.
So I'm sure this is going to sound mad poppy.
Still worth it.
I think it's worth it. I think I'm very interested. I'm very interested.
Like, I'm not mad about country singers going more pop as long as it's good music, you know?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like, I don't care.
It's been 14 years, I'm ready to
hear. Kacey Musgraves, her last album... So good. Love it. I'm obsessed.
Well, didn't it win like Album of the Year last year or something like that?
I think so. Like, yeah, something like that.
Best New Album or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's Kacey Musgraves is really great. She doesn't look human.
What do you mean?
She looks like she just looks like too perfect. You know what I mean? She just looks like a doll. Like she just looks too. Like a very.
That's like most celebrities to me, though.
Yeah.
None of them really look like.
Not all.
Not like none of them, but like a lot of them really don't look like real people.
Her and like Ariana Grande just don't look real at all. Mm. Here's a great little tidbit. I wouldn't call it hot goss, but it is quite hot news.
I hate that you just said that.
Hot goss.
That was disgusting. Never say that. I hate to call it hot goss.
You have to clip this now. Hot goss.
Ew.
It's going to be new now. Kanye and Taylor Swift phone call from a few years ago, their transcript leaked of, you know, the line where it's just like, Taylor owes me sex, or like, I might have sex with her, or some shit like that. Did you hear about this like a while ago?
I did.
Like last year?
Yeah.
About like, there was a phone call that he asked her, can I write this about you? And they were talking about it the whole time. So for 20 fucking minutes, they were talking about this one lyric. And I was just like, why go through the trouble? Just write something else.
Yeah.
And so Kim Kardashian had leaked that a piece of that phone call that she had recorded. I'm like, what the fucking fuck? It's like, and so they had now, there's now a leak of the full transcript of this fucking phone call. And so I have an idea. I don't know if we could pull it off with all this quarantining and shit. I want to do a live reading of this entire transcript.
Oh, my God.
I think it would be fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
He gaslights her a bit, but I'm just like, this would be pretty... This is like postmodern art. It's
I'm
realist.
Open to exploring the idea.
It's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. All right, great. I want to show, I want our viewers to hear a video that I showed Catherine a while ago of Avril Lavigne fans talking about Avril's fashion choice. And the big thing to take away from this, I want you to tell me the one thing that sticks out to you into what they're talking about. Let me see if I get this working.
An artist like her stood up and said, this is my style and the world has to know it.
What do you love about Avril's fashion sense?
Like ties. I've never seen anybody wear a tie. And
can you show us now?
And then she goes like this, and then she goes...
What do you guys think? Pretty good, huh?
Fall, and you crawl, and you break, and you shake.
Why is she your rock idol?
The song, it goes, he chose weed over her.
That's too much to ask.
It sort of happened in the past, so... And then she's very complicated.
But why don't you guys give us your best Avril Lavigne right now?
Alright?
From
what you're
yelling for.
Lay back, it's all been done before.
Got the backflip slam dunk.
So... Can you point out the fucking pattern there?
Yep. Yep. You mean awful singing, right?
Yeah. And also ties. Ties, yep, ties. Is the big thing.
All ties. The ties.
Ties.
Also when just they a say that she's complicated, that part gets me every time.
It just fucking kills me. Also, just a little fun fact for you guys. That last girl trying to talk was Catherine.
Oh my god, you're so right. That was me. How'd you know? I'm exposed.
I want to go back to that era to see what we wore. Because like just seeing like the skater outfits being worn, the long armbands, like the checkered patterns. It's just, oh man, so many tank tops.
It was a different world back then.
It was another world. One last thing before we really kick the episode off. Some guy, there is a Toxic Algorithm Acid remix of Britney Spears' Toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Where they slowed the song down by so much, and it's like 40 minutes long. But it is wild. And I highly recommend you listen to that.
It's good. So, but also, did you see the video of Vanessa Hudgens talking about coronavirus?
Oh, I forgot to mention that in the episode. So basically, Vanessa Hudgens is like being existential at the worst fucking time. She's like, death is inevitable.
She's like, it's like, it just doesn't matter because we're all dying. And it's like,
what the fuck? Homegirl's on peyote telling us we're all going to die. And everyone's trying to do a clip rendition of Imagine with Gal Gadot. Have you heard that?
No.
It is unlistenable. It is so bad.
I bet.
Because it's just all people recording off Instagram and clipping it together. So there's no harmony. And it is, oh God, I want to play this. So I think I'll play it at the end of this, at the end of the episode. I'll just start playing it. And we'll just react to it because it's too fucking good. You know what else is too fucking good, Catherine?
What's too fucking good, Jason?
Talking about the 2000s. Yeah.
Not your best, but I'll take it.
Not my best. Not my best. We're in quarantine, Catherine. Let's get the award music going, Catherine. Let's ring it the fuck in. Insert Oscar music here.
Thank you for that cue. I appreciate that.
No problem.
For when
no
I'm not problem. Only half paying attention while editing later.
I can't wait. You add good sound effects. It's really a milestone.
Thank you. I do try sometimes.
Sometimes.
Only
I feel like
sometimes.
You try all the time, and you're just being, like, humble about it. You're just like, I don't really try.
No,
like...
Sundays I really don't try.
Catherine is, like, the type to, like, oh, I grew an entire, like, 1 acre of potatoes and oranges, but I didn't really try. I just kind of
They just, like, grew themselves.
They just grew themselves.
Well, my understanding really is all you need to do to grow a potato is to get a potato and then put it in the ground, so that's my understanding. So, really, do you have to try to grow a potato?
Yeah. I wonder how the Irish lived through the potato famine.
Right.
Cool. So we are talking about Oscar's best songs of the 2000s. talk about all the best songs that were awarded by the Oscars, as they have proclaimed that these are the best songs in these movies. And there are so many movies I've never heard of that it's kind of, it's amazing to see the evolution of film and music together. So, are you ready to take a deep dive?
I am.
Catherine?
But first, before we start, what I should say is we should do a drinking game for this episode, or like our listeners should, where every time it's a movie that I've never heard of, take a drink.
Take a shot. Take a shot,
Well,
bro.
I don't want people to die.
No, take a shot. Take a shot.
Oh, gosh.
Take a shot. Okay. So we're going to start in 1999. As we all know, the 2000s began in 1999.
It's true.
That makes
total
sense.
We've discussed this because
Woodstock.
Yeah, Woodstock.
Woodstock killed the 90s. Let's start with 1999 Oscars. So, Catherine, I'm going to read you all the nominees, and you're going to tell me who you think won.
Oh, God.
All right. Trust me, I feel like you'll get them a fair amount. So let's start with the movie Tarzan, You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins, Magnolia, Save Me by Amy Mann, Music of the Heart, the song Music of My Heart by Diane Warren, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, Blame Canada, music by Trey Parker and Mark Shaiman, or Toy Story 2, When She Loved Me by Randy Newman.
The Toy Story one.
Incorrect. It was You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins.
Oh, man.
That Tarzan soundtrack was fucking groundbreaking.
That's true, it was.
Well, I think that's the wrong word. I think it was just a massive hit.
Yeah.
All those Phil Collins songs, you know, In the Air Tonight, all that shit. So that won for the best song.
They were all very iconic, yeah.
Catherine's yawning.
I'm tired.
No.
Yes.
So let's move on to the proper 2000. So the film Wonder Boys, Things Have Changed by Bob Dylan, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, A Love Before Time by Jorge Calandrelli, Dancer in the Dark, I've Seen It All by Bjork. That is an amazing movie and I highly recommend it. The Emperor's New Groove, My Funny Friend and Me by David Hartley and Sting. Meet the Parents, A Fool in Love by Randy Newman. Who won?
The second one.
A Love Before Time?
Yes, I lost track. There are too many of them.
I'm sorry. Things Have Changed by Bob Dylan was the winner for the best song in a movie called Wonder Boys that starred Michael Douglas, Tobey Maguire, and Robert Downey Jr.
Take a shot. I don't know that a movie.
Well, take a shot. Take a shot. Have you seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Nope.
You know the movie, though, right?
No.
What? Oh, man. It's kind of a beautiful movie. Dancer in the Dark, The Emperor's New Groove, you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Meet the Parents?
I haven't seen it, but I know of it.
It's a really solid comedy,
right,
that I think if they didn't make two other sequels would have stood the test of time.
Sequels.
It's pretty good. It's pretty dry sometimes, which is like pretty amazing. So 2001. Ow. So let's start with Monsters, Inc., one of the greatest movies of all time. If I Didn't Have You by Randy Newman.
Why is he here every year?
That is a consistent pattern.
Randy Newman just trying to get that Oscar.
You got a friend in me. Kate and Leopold, a movie starring Meg Ryan and Hugh Jackman. The song Until by Sting. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. May It Be by Enya, your girl, Enya. And Pearl Harbor, There You'll Be by Diane Warren. And Vanilla Sky by Paul McCartney. Which one won the Oscar, Catherine?
Vanilla Sky.
Wrong! You are 0-3. It is If I Didn't Have You by Randy Newman.
He finally got that Oscar, huh?
He finally got that Oscar. Look at him. I think he also got that Oscar for You Got a Friend in Me. I want to say he did.
Wait, but you said that was the Toy Story?
No. Actually, no, he did not get that Oscar for.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, because that was the one.
Yeah, Toy Story. He didn't get it. Pocahontas won that year. Hmm. Which is,
Pocahontas,
you know,
also had, like, pretty good music, though. All it the did, Colors of the Wind. Iconic.
Yeah. Have you seen Kate and Leopold?
No.
So, it is a movie about Leopold from, like, ancient France or whatever the fuck. Time travels. No, it's about the story of a duke who travels through time from New York in 1876 to the present New York and meets this girl, Kate, played by Meg Ryan, and then falls in love and then is accustomed to the 2000s. I think that's a good metaphor for this entire podcast. It's just all time traveling.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Cool. 2002, solid year. 8 Mile, Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Oh, God.
Chicago, I Move On by John Kander. Frida, Burn It Blue by Elliot Goldenthal. Gangs of New York, The Hands That Built America, U2, an Irish band singing about The Hands That Built America. The Wild Thornberrys movie, Father and Daughter by Paul Simon. Catherine, who is the winner of the Oscar?
Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Catherine finally gets it.
I knew it. I didn't, like, know, but, like, I had this one I felt confident about.
8 Mile was the movie that made Catherine want to go into film school.
Oh, God. That, yeah, sure. Let's go with that. Yet another movie I haven't heard of. Take a shot.
Wow. Take a shot. Well, you know Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I know Chicago. I like musicals.
Have you seen Frida? It's about Frida Kahlo.
No, I've been meaning to.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah. Gangs of New York.
Nope.
Hot Take.
Nope.
Incoming Hot Take.
Nope.
Ready? Sound the alarm. Incoming. Gangs of New York is Martin Scorsese's worst film. It is such a bad movie. It's not good in any aspect whatsoever.
I have no opinion, so.
Yeah, that's fine. The Wild Thornberrys movie. That was such a huge, I feel like that was so huge when that came out. I was so excited.
Poetic
to see
cinema.
It. Poetic. Let's jump to 2003. What are you drinking? Grape soda?
No. Wegmans Truly. Blackberry Tangerine Sparkling Water. I only have one left before I'm out, and there's no Wegmans down here, so.
Well, if you drive up, I got 22 White Claws left.
Jesus.
Hook you up with the variety pack. 2003. Here we go. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Into the West by Annie Lennox, Howard Shore, and Fran Walsh. Cold Mountain had 2 songs nominated. Scarlet Tide by T-Bone Burnett and Elvis Costello. And You Will Be My On True Love by Sting. A Mighty Wind, A Kiss at the End of the Rainbow by Michael McKean and Annette O'Toole. And The Triplets of Belleville. Belleville Rendezvous by some French guy.
The Sting song from Cold Mountain.
Incorrect. It is Into the West. Lord of the Rings won for best song.
Well,
Return of the King was... Lord of the Rings is one of the greatest trilogies ever created. Ever, 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 ever.
Still haven't watched the whole thing.
Jesus fucking God, Catherine. Just watch it.
I've seen the first one.
Well, you're not a big nerd like me. You
know? I don't like watching movies over an hour and 45 minutes.
I've seen you pass out to too many movies.
Exactly.
Do you remember that time? Do you remember that time we saw Phantom Thread?
Yes, and I slept out? Through the actual, and I slept through the entire, like, the only interesting part of that movie. Yeah.
You slept through the one good part of the movie.
Yeah, I slept it's through the one,
fucking
like,
fucking hilarious.
I slept through the climax.
It did help that we were the only people in the theater.
Yeah.
All right.
I stayed awake for Incredibles, though. For the Incredibles 2.
Yeah, but that's more exciting. That's more... It keeps you entertained.
It's true.
2004. Motorcycle Diaries. I think this was a remake.
Never heard of it.
Al Otro Lado del Rio by Jorge Drexler. The chorus, Look to Your Path. Phantom of the Opera. I have seen this movie at least twice. Learn to Be Lonely by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Charles Hart, The Polar Express, Believe, or Shrek 2, Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows?
I'm going to go with Shrek 2 because I think that's what should get it, whether or not that, if that was actually the one.
I believe you and I agree that that should get it, but it, you're wrong. It is Al Otro Lado del Rio.
I disagree from because
Motorcycle Diaries.
I will, like, the Shrek 1 and 2 have the most iconic soundtracks to the point where when I hear Accidentally in Love, I think of Shrek. Even though it's a song that holds up outside of Shrek, I think of Shrek.
Shrek 1 and Shrek 2 are unarguably perfect and like perfect animated films.
It's true, yeah. I kind of want to go watch Shrek now.
They're perfect. I had the Shrek 2 game for the GameCube.
Oh, nice.
That was so much fun. That was very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shrek 2 is spot on. It is amazing. It's amazingly written, amazingly done. Never will be topped. So in 2005, there, I don't know what happened, but there were only 3 nominees. So there's very few chances you can get this wrong. Hustle and Flow, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp by 3-6 Mafia. Crash, In the Deep. Crash is a terrible movie. Transamerica, Traveling Through by Dolly Parton. Which one won, Catherine?
The first one.
Hard Out Here for a Pimp?
Yeah.
You are correct. If I may, there is a famous clip of them winning the Oscar, and it is, they were the first rap group, and I think they're the only rap group to ever win the best song Oscar. And it's like incredibly monumental that they won, and I love that Queen Latifah was the one who announced the winner. So it is very warm. It was very heartwarming.
Oscar goes to It's Hard Out Here.
Oh yeah, I've seen this video.
It's one of my favorite videos.
I've seen that video, and I think that's why I figured out what it was. I think part of my brain retained that information.
Our choreographer, man, help me out. Whole Shawnee Records, Lisa Ellis, our moms, our whole family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Select our hands to give us a chance at Academy. We love Academy. You know what I'm saying? Gil Cates. Everybody, man.
We love you.
Hell, I got plenty of talent. I don't know nobody else tonight. I want to thank everybody.
Lisa Ellis, Donnie Einer.
Yeah. Once again, our families. Ludacris, Shawnee, what's up?
A little fun fact, they had a reality show after that, and they're in like this unfurnished home, this mansion, and on like the fireplace is the Oscar just chilling there.
I love that.
And they invite their old white neighbors, like, yo, you trying to see the Oscar we won? You guys won an Oscar? Yeah. She, like, didn't believe it.
That's amazing.
And it's, like, right fucking there. They won it.
I love it.
It was one of the greatest wins I've ever seen. It was amazing. 2006. The Inconvenient Truth, I Need to Wake Up by Melissa Etheridge. Cars, Our Town by Randy Newman. There he goes again, Randy Newman.
Randy the movie Newman Dream just Girls. Can't stay away.
The movie Dreamgirls was nominated for 3 songs at the time.
As
that was pretty wild.
As it should.
As it should. Listen, the song Listen, mm-hmm. Love You I Do, or Patience. So which one won the Oscar, Catherine?
I'm going to Listen from Dreamgirls.
No. It was I Need to Wake Up from Inconvenient Truth.
That's the wrong answer.
I think this is the only time, I could be mistaken, that a documentary has won 4 best song, which is wild and relevant.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be woke. Al Gore was trying to tell us to be woke a long time ago, and we didn't listen. So, let's move on to 07. 2007. What were you doing in 2007?
What was I doing in 2007? I was in middle school, probably discovering nu metal right around that time.
Look at you, as you fucking should.
I found out, did you ever play that that game that was pretty popular a few years ago called Song Pop?
I think so.
It would, like, play a few seconds of a song, and you had to, like, guess what song it was before the person you were playing against.
I think so.
So because of that app, I learned that my knowledge of, like, popular music, so whatever was in, like, top 40, my knowledge of popular music peaks in the year 2007, and after that, it's just downhill.
You were meant to do this podcast. Yeah. It was just meant to be from birth.
But 2007, I nail it every time, so.
All right. Well, let's see if you nail it this time. So let's start off with the movie Once, which was an awful movie. Wait, no, that's another movie I'm thinking of. This is an Irish romantic musical drama. Falling Slowly, and the movie August Rush, Raise It Up, and the movie Enchanted, criminally underrated.
True.
Nominated for three songs. Happy Working Song, So Close, and That's How You Know. Which one won, bro?
Falling Slowly.
Yeah, you got it. 2007, you're the queen of
07. Telling you, killing peaks it. In 2007.
Killing it. 2008, three nominees. Slumdog Millionaire, Jai Ho, another Slumdog song, Osaya, by Raman and MIA, or WALL-E, Down to Earth, by Peter Gabriel and not Randy Newman.
What was the first one again?
Jai Ho by Slumdog Millionaire.
I think that one.
That one? You are correct. Ding, ding, ding. You're on a roll.
Yeah, I am.
You're on a fucking roll.
I remember that song. I listened to that song back in the day.
Back in your heyday. 2009. Solid year. Solid movie year, I think. Crazy Heart. I kind of think it's a pretty good movie. The Weary Kind. Nine, that's a bad movie. Nine, that is an awful movie.
Haven't seen it.
Take It All. Don't watch it. Take It All. Paris 36. Some name I can't pronounce. The Princess and the Frog, Almost There. And Down in New Orleans by, you guessed it, Randy Newman.
Down in New Orleans by Randy Newman.
Wrong. You're so fucking wrong, Catherine.
Man, I broke my streak.
You broke your streak. Crazy Heart, The Weary Kind.
One. Never heard of it.
Oscar for that one. It's a Jeff Bridges movie where he's like a country artist and all this shit.
Okay, take a shot.
Take a shot. All right. To the final year of the 2000s. 2010. Drum roll somewhere. Toy Story 3, We Belong Together by... Take a guess.
Taylor Swift.
Randy Newman.
Oh my God.
Randy, I was thinking of the Taylor Swift song.
I thought it was a trick question.
Wrong. Not that We Belong Together. That's, yeah, You Belong With Me. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. 127 Hours, If I Rise by Rollo Armstrong and Dido. Shout out.
Love Dido.
Country Strong, Coming Home. Tangled, I See the Light. Which one won that year?
The Toy Story one.
Randy Newman indeed won that year.
Everyone's a bitch for Toy Story. We know this.
Big ups to Randy Newman. I do say I would have loved that year to see Tangled win.
Yeah,
Tangled
me too.
Tangled was such a fucking good movie.
To this day, it's one of my favorite of the Disney Pixar movies.
It's criminally underappreciated.
I've always liked it more than Frozen.
100%. It had a better story.
It's true.
It had a much better story. And I will say, in 2009, I thought Princess and the Frog was going to win something.
Yeah.
I thought that was a superior movie. That was really good. Yeah. Fucking hell. There you go. Best songs of the 2000s, according to the Oscars. Applause. Applause. What a journey.
It was a journey.
What a goddamn journey. And so, you know, as we wrap this episode up, I will say that our next episode will be on Kanye West. That might be a four-parter, because
where do we even start?
where do I fucking start with that? And so to wrap up this episode, I will be playing the Gal Gadot IG Live clip, and I promise it is almost unlistenable. How tone deaf is Natalie Portman?
I appreciate the thought, I think the concept is good, but it's just executed so poorly. Execution is like, I can see the potential in it. Like, I can really see the potential in it.
Wow.
It was just executed so badly.
I appreciated the thought, but it just, people don't like rich people like that.
No, that's true.
We love them in our context, and then to see them having a fucking baller time wherever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
In, like, their own mansion in these big yards.
It's just, now's not the time to, like, be, you know, now's not the time for to try and get people who aren't rich to sympathize.
Then Lionel Richie wanted to do another We Are the World. Oh, my God. Can we? All right. I'm going to write this down. We need to do a mini-sode on We Are the World in the 2000s.
That was true.
A fucking, have you, like, you've heard that, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That version?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is. Oh, man. I promise we will do that after our 50th episode. I have so many good ideas that I tell Catherine. It is one idea I told her that, like, she was just like, what the fuck? you know which one.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, it's going to be good. So next episode, we will be talking about Kanye West as good as we can. You know, as good as we can. The game changer.
We're going to try.
I am a God, Kanye West, to praising Jesus Christ and having a Sunday service, Kanye West. All right. Be safe. Be clean. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram. Let's Talk 2000s.
Let's Talk 2000s. Just leave us reviews. 5-star reviews everywhere. If you have a recommendation, email us, DM us. We're always down for new ideas. Always,
engage. So. We're engage. Social distancing, but you know, that's what DMs are for.
Socially distancing, but we're always close to each other by the internet. All right. Bye.